seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Van Dividen. Today, we're going to talk about the one thing some of you who are fully afraid of doing this, and that is how to fire someone.
Many times when you look at a very successful business from the outside, it looks like everything's going perfect, like there should be zero problems. But in order for a company to become successful, they got to do the ugly things very good behind closed doors that nobody sees. And one of the ugliest things you'll ever have to do as a leader, as a boss, as a CEO, as a C-type executive, as whoever it is that's running a department, is firing people. And today I'm going to talk to you about how to fire a teammate, someone, or an employee, part of your company. And before I get into anything I'm going to cover here with you, I want you to keep a couple things in mind. You got to follow your state and your country's human resource HR rules and guidelines that they have. So whatever I tell you, your laws go first. These are just simple philosophies on things that can help you out with your business. Okay. So look, I've been around the block for a while. I've hired and fired so many different people. And the first time's always a difficult one. It's very similar. The closest correlation I can give you to what it is to fire somebody is when you're breaking up with somebody. It's always good if somebody has broken up with someone and someone else has broken up with you. If you have experience on both sides, you will know when somebody broke up with you, it hurt. And then you will know when you broke up with somebody what their reaction was. And if there really is a general consensus to how things should be, the goal is you want to finish things amicably, right? So you know the typical breakup lines. What's the famous breakup line when somebody wants to break up? We all know it. You know, honey, it's really not you. It's me. I'm the problem, right? Or we hear something that says, I just don't see this thing going in the direction we want it to go to. Hey, we both know this day was coming, or whatever it is, right? We have all these breakup lines. Firing has also got some lines. But I think it's very important to know you're dealing with a human being. And if the first thing you think about is you're dealing with a human being, you'll take the approach in a completely different way than looking at someone as, let me just fire this person because it's robotic. You're still dealing with a human being. So 11 points I'll cover with you will help you out. Before I get into that as well, one of the biggest reasons why you have to put yourself in a position to fire somebody is because you didn't properly hire somebody. So what do you mean you didn't properly hire somebody? Why don't we talk about that first? So Pat, what do you mean don't hire somebody? We didn't hire somebody properly. Did you call references? What type of references did you call when you spoke to them? Did they go and talk to some other people to see if their personality is gonna fit the culture? Did you just hire them because you like them a lot, but they have zero skill set? Did you do a background check on them to see about anything that they have going on? Did you ask the proper question when they say, oh, I've taken a sabbatical for 2 years, I haven't worked. Is that really the case, or is that a script some people say when for the last 2 years they have had a job but it didn't finish well and they don't want you to call the job because you don't want the reference? Maybe they didn't quit the job. Maybe they were fired. Maybe they have some bad things they don't want to tell you about. Anytime somebody's got a long gap in work, there's a concern, there's a red flag. So you got to ask those types of questions. And once you ask those types of questions, then you hire. Sometimes you also try to force someone's talent into a job that they're not a part of. I'll cover that as well. You got to figure out who the person is. Do they fit the position? Then you hire them. So above anything, the rule that I live by when it comes onto hiring and firing is hire very slow, fire extremely fast. Hire very slow, fire extremely fast. There's nothing worse than a boyfriend and a girlfriend being in a relationship that they know is never ever going to work out, but they just keep dragging it out and it just keeps wasting both of the people's lives. I've done it, many people do it. There's no need for it when it comes onto business. So let's cover the 11 different points that I have here. So rule number one, first things first when it comes onto firing somebody, the goal is to fire them gently, period. The goal is to fire them gently. What does this mean, fire them gently? They don't work out, they leave, you're happy, they're happy, no more, I can't believe this is what happened, I can't believe that is what happened. Your goal is to fire gently. There doesn't need to be any kind of retaliation on both sides because the employer can obviously hurt the employee, and the employee can obviously hurt the employer. So if anybody starts it both ways, it's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to help the career. Why is it not going to help the career? Because if the employer bashes the employee, that means new employees don't want to work for the employer. Because everybody that works for this company, if you leave, they're going to bash you. And the employee doesn't want to bash the employer, because no matter other place you go to, one of the worst things I like to hear in an interview is what? When somebody is sitting there and I'm interviewing them, and the employee keeps bashing the prior two companies they work for. The companies are not the problems. Generally, it's the person who's the problem. It's not necessarily always the company. So a person says, oh, my last boss was this, my last boss was this. We already see a sign of that. So as somebody that's hired a lot of people, that's a red flag when I'm looking at hiring somebody. So the goal is to let people go gently. Look, I have a daughter. One day, my daughter's gonna date a man, and they're gonna go on their first date, and then she's gonna have a boyfriend, okay? Now, my daughter is right now 4 months old, so that's not coming for at least 40 more years, right? I mean, she's gonna take her time for going to having a boyfriend. But when that day comes and she has a boyfriend, and then there's a breakup, okay? As a father, and my personality is extremely overprotective, and I have access to the resources, to money, I know people from all over the place. There's a lot of different resources that I have access to. My goal is for that breakup to be what? To be as amicable as possible, and for the boyfriend to not go bashing and saying things, and my daughter to not do either. None of them. Hey, didn't work yet, didn't work yet, guys, go your separate ways. That's your outcome. With 99.9% of the people you fire, that's your outcome. Now, what's the 0.1%? If the 0.1%, this person wants to breach the contract and they want to go out there and do something that's going to hurt the company, well, it's unfortunate, but this is when general counsel and legal counsel comes in. And I won't get into it. I've been on both sides of the aisle myself. I know exactly what it is to be on both sides, so I know the experiences. But that's when it's the 0.1%. And when the 0.1% takes place, you got to make sure you do something to protect your company that you work very hard for if somebody decides to go that route. But that rarely happens. Very, very rarely does that ever happen. Point number two, when you're firing somebody, get to the point. Don't drag it out. Now, there's nothing more annoying than a drag out breakup. Hey, this is not working out. Here's why. Okay? I want to get right into it. I don't like firing anybody. This is a part of the business I don't like, but this is just not working out. To the point. Okay? And as you're going through it, there may be a part, there's a shock factor to the person that you're, Mario, I'm not pointing at you because we're firing you. I'm just looking at you here in case. There's a shock factor to somebody you fire. So, you know, the shock factor is, oh my gosh, what do you mean? And so there may be the opportunity for them to say, but I thought it's working out. I thought this. You don't need to defend yourself, because if you're firing somebody, when it gets to that point, you have already done your proper homework, especially after watching this video, where you're not firing because you're winging it. You're firing because there's a lot of other things you're going to do before you fire somebody. So you need to stay firm. The next point is stay firm as you're firing somebody. So gently get to the point, stay firm. Don't defend why you're firing. Don't defend, constantly with them going back and forth. This is not a debate. This is a decision. We're not debating here. This is the decision that's been made. You're fired. You need to move on. And this just didn't work out. Gentle, clear, to the point, firm. And then after that part, acknowledge their feelings. Listen, I understand if this may be a bit of a frustrating moment for you. I understand this may be a disappointing moment for you. I've been fired before, and I can tell you it's not very exciting when this happens. However, I just want to make sure I totally understand your feelings and what you're thinking about, okay? Next, typically, the protocol I like to follow is exit interview is always done by the person who hired them. If I hired Mario, I'm firing Mario. You don't give your dirty work to somebody else. If you hired somebody and you were the person that said, we have made a decision to give you the position, you need to make sure you're doing the firing. Now, let's just say if you did the hiring, but they worked under John, who runs that entire department. Then it's you and John together in the room talking to the person that's getting fired, okay? Both people. But there needs to be an exit interview. Sometimes people do firing in ways that's just, you just got to do it and take care of it. And this is not a way to hurt somebody. You want to make sure it's done in a proper way that they're... Now, if you're dealing with somebody who's a vendor or somebody who is a independent contractor that's helping you out with your IT services and you fire them, obviously you're going to fire them over the phone, or something like that. But if you're dealing with somebody that's in-house team, You're doing it face to face, okay? Next, generally, it also shouldn't be a surprise. This is point number six. It shouldn't be a surprise. Let me explain what I mean by that. Generally, it shouldn't be a surprise, and here's why it shouldn't be a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise because throughout the process, let's just say Bob has worked with me for 60 days. And within the first week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I will generally know areas that I'm not happy with Bob. And I'll say, Bob, this is very important, and this was part of your what we hired. When we hired you on the application, it explained your job description. I want to highlight this is part of your job description. So I'm going back to the job description that I put up, important. If you don't have a clear job description up front, then they can come back and say, but you never told me this was part of my job description. So they're held accountable to what? The job description. You can tell the job description here, and you're not doing this right. You told me you type 65 words per minute, but it looks like you're typing 35 words per minute. You told me your spelling is right, but there's 7 or 8 different spelling errors here in this email you're sending to a customer. That, you know, what happened? You're telling me about it. Do you really know? Okay, well, here's what I want you to do. Why don't you write this out or whatever? You're doing some testing. You're doing some accountability and coaching, right? So if it happens again, another time, and you say, Bob, this really needs to improve. If it doesn't, it's part of your job description. If it happens again, or Bob, you told me you're somebody that shows up on time 3 times in the last 2 weeks, you've been late. And I know, and they said, but it's only 8 minutes. 8 minutes is 8 minutes. You say 8 minutes is a long time. But you're still late 3 times in the last 2 weeks. And you said you're punctual, and we're expecting people that are here punctual. I just want you to know if that continues, that's gonna be a challenge. So let's just say those two things continue, right? When it comes down to firing them, they're not sitting there as a surprise, because you're gonna say, John, I don't think this is gonna be a surprise to you, because you know, when you got started, you were late 3 times in 2 weeks, and I told you that's an issue, and this has happened again 3 more times in the last 4 weeks, so we just have to let you go. Okay, boom, to the point. See how easy that was? You're getting to the point. Hey, look, you know, one of the job descriptions, and I brought this up to you several times, was you need to be working faster. You told me you work in a very pressure type situation, but it seems like a couple times when it was you hitting deadlines, you didn't perform well during deadlines, and this happened on 3 different occasions. And that's very important to us. And we just have to let you know, we have to let you go. And I'm sure it's not a surprise because this has been brought up. So if you do it properly while you're going through the probationary period and you're telling them areas they need to improve in, there's not gonna be a surprise when it happens. And many times, they'll even know that it's getting to a point that this may not work out. Many times they'll quit before you're gonna fire them. It's the same thing. If you're doing proper thing of accountability, it'll get to a point where they'll say, you know what, honestly, I just don't think I fit. You know, I'm just really trying and really doing this and really, it's just not gonna work for me. No problem, totally understand, boom, all good, we let you go. It's a lot easier. Sometimes you want the other person to break up with you, right? Because you don't wanna break the heart. And sometimes when the other girl or guy comes and says, I just can't see this going along, in the back of your mind, you're saying, thank God she just said it. You're right, I wish it would, but you're right, let's just move on, I agree. So that happens as well. So that happens as well many times when you're going through that. So that area is covered, okay, perfect. So next one is, as you're doing the exit interview, here's what I like to ask. I used to, 13 years ago, get right into giving feedback on why I'm firing. Some people don't want it, and they're offended. Now I ask, do I have your permission to give you some feedback? This is the exit interview, would you like some feedback? Yes, I would like to get some feedback from you. When you are given feedback, I cover feedback in a couple different ways. I cover, and my feedback is extremely intentional because I have one outcome with me letting you go. My goal is for you to leave me and do 10 times better than you did while you were with me. That's my goal. When I let an employee go and it didn't work out, I want you to go be successful. I want you to go out there and go make money. I don't want you to stay on unemployment. I want you to go figure out a way to make money. So I'll say, look, there's a couple things I want you to know about. One of the things I want you to know about, it just seems like you're always late. Second thing I want you to know about, it just seems like you don't follow details. And details is not your game. Or third thing is, your customer service needs some work. The way you talk to people, you know, this is a customer. If you're planning on being in a part of the business where you're touching the customer, that's gotta improve. So you may need to be the behind the scenes type of a person that you're not touching the customer. Well, that's okay, they don't need to see you. But if you're gonna be touching customers, that's gotta improve. Or it could be another thing where, look, if you don't know something, don't tell people you know it. 3 times you told me you know it and you didn't know it, and it kind of, You lost credibility with me. In the future, I'm a lot more comfortable with the person telling me, Patrick, I honestly don't know, but can you give me a day to learn about it? I like that response. Why don't you use that response in your next company? That's a great idea, and they'll take notes. Perfect. Any questions you have for me? Boom. Well, you're giving feedback there. And you talk about their strengths, because there isn't anybody you'll ever fire that does not have strengths. So when you say, oh, I can't really think about anything positive to say about this person, everybody I've ever fired, they've always had strengths. It just didn't work out for many different reasons. So you do want to highlight their strengths that they have as well, okay? You know, I remember one time I had an employee, okay? This was what year, Mario? 05, 06? I'm going to say, I might give his nickname. The right people know what his nickname is. His nickname is Hoot, and he loves the fact that I mentioned his name in this video. I won't give his full name, okay? First of all, I love this guy. He is probably one of my, if not my favorite assistant of all time, who at the same time was by far probably the worst assistant ever in the history of assistants. This guy was terrible. He was horrible. And I dragged it out for 8 months. I think it's more because I loved him. He's like my younger brother. And he was terrible at it. I mean, things would never get done. He was never organized. I was telling him what to do every single day. It wasn't the relationship, it was the other way around. But he liked to, you know, be around my cars. We would hang out. He would listen to the stuff. We would drive in the cars. We would go places together. So it was always good. He was very good at making sure the oil change was done properly, though. He was very, very good in that part of it. And one day I sat him down and I said, Hoot, I got to tell you this, man. And he knew it was coming. I said, Hoot, buddy, I got good news. I got bad news. What do you want to know? He says, Pat, I know what it is, but tell me the bad news. I said, bad news is you are terrible. My gosh, you are terrible at being an assistant. He says, what's the good news? I says, you have no idea how much I trust you. I trust you. You are such a kind human being. People love being around you, but you're not a good assistant. And I will tell you this. Sometimes people who don't make good assistants, they make very good entrepreneurs. They make very good independent contractors. They make very good in a complete different area. So this is not a bad thing. But I said, what do you want to do with your life? And we went through a conversation together. I said, listen, tell me what you want to do in your life. He says, Pat, honestly, I love surfing. I said, okay, so what's your point with surfing? Many people love surfing. He says, no, I really love surfing. I said, okay, tell me what you really love about surfing. So he went into it. I said, so why don't you go travel the world and go surf all the places you want to surf? You're 21 years old. He says, you think I can really do it? I said, yeah, go work all over the place and go surf. What places you want to surf? He says, I want to surf in this place. I want to surf in New Zealand. I want to surf in Australia. I want to surf in, you know, he went through all these places in the world he wants to surf. You know what he did for the next 10 years? He went and surfed at all these places. He literally lives there. He lived in all of these places, China, some strange places in the world, and he went surfing. And you know how he made his money? He made his money teaching other people how to surf at the beach while he was surfing. So while teaching other people how to surf and working at restaurants, he was surfing. And he got that out of his system. But I'm so happy for him because he was able to go and pursue what he wanted to with his life. He was a terrible assistant. Okay, till today, very good relationship. If he comes and sees me or my kids, he can spend the night at our house. He's like family to me. And he's probably watching this right now, cracking up, and he'll be one of the first to comment on this. Hoots, much love to you. Much, much love to you from me and everybody else to you. Number 8, don't drag it out. Do not drag out firing somebody. If you're gonna fire somebody and you already know that they need to be fired, don't wait 2 more months. Don't wait 4 more months. It's probably not gonna change. If the things are very, very important for that job to be done, it's probably not gonna change. You need to fire them, and you need to fire them now is what you need to be doing. If there are things that you don't necessarily see improving a lot, but some of you are gonna watch this and you're gonna say, I have to go fire these 3 people. Wait, have you given them already the feedback on those areas you need to improve? And have you given them 2, 4, 6 weeks to see if there's gonna be progress on it? If you have gone all through all of these, then fire them. Don't get off this video and just go say, I'm gonna be in this firing mode. I'm gonna fire every single person I see in my office here. Then you'll have nobody left and you'll go out of business. You don't wanna do that. But once you realize who it is, you gotta make sure you don't drag this entire process out. 9, I already told you kinda earlier, hire slow, fire fast. 10, always when you hire people, have a 120-day probationary period, sometimes 90 days, sometimes 120 days. which means you're getting an opportunity here to work with us for 90 days. We will decide within the next 90 days if you'll stay with us, but this is probationary period. At any point, we could decide to go to a different direction. Are you comfortable with that? Yes, perfect. Come on board, and we give the 90 days. Your 90 days is going to be August 1st. Your 90 days is going to be July 1st. We just want you to know, during this 90 days, we're going to learn a lot about each other. Are you comfortable with that? Yes, perfect. So then, while you're firing, you got to also be prepared to have a plan for replacement. You need to replace this person that is no longer with you. So there needs to be a plan of replacement. Sometimes you can do it properly where that person that's going to be leaving trains the replacement. They train the replacement. And there's nothing like that if you do it properly. Train the replacement. We just had to do that recently ourselves, and there was a process of training the replacement. If there isn't the training for the replacement, then you're going to be out with somebody that needs to know what they're doing for that 2 to 4 week period. You don't want to be doing that, right? Or if it's somebody that you just hired and it's only been a month, you can fire them because they can't train the next person anyway, right? So it's very, very important, very, very important for you to know also that you have a replacement in mind. So with that being said, this is probably not the most exciting subject, but many of you keep asking me about how I fire people and how you can go out there and fire someone properly as an employee or a team member. This is how I've done it over the years, and it's gotten better and better over the years. It becomes very clear. Once you have a philosophy in place on how you do it, it becomes very easy. But the key is when you're building a team, if you don't build a team full of talented people, you're constantly going to be firing a lot of people if they don't really know what they're doing. Hire properly, and you won't have to fire too often because it's never pretty. It's very annoying.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.